USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As you all know, there's currently a tremendous humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. It's tremendous. It's been there for years. It's been there for decades.
President Trump staying on point about border security and the need for the wall as he speaks at the 100th annual meeting at the American Farm Bureau Federation in New Orleans. He takes aim at the mainstream media and fake news.
But because of what we're doing and because of how well our country is doing, and please sit down, please. I'm just looking. And then the media, the fake news, they'll say, he got no standing ovations. You know why? Because everybody stayed standing. Where do you see that? It's true. Oh, they'll do it. They'll figure something out. That's true. That's true. That's true. They can figure it out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Kloss's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting on a school bus as he's heading to work and decides she's the girl he's going to take. During the unthinkable crime, the 21-year-old dressing in all black when he breaks into the Kloss home and shoots her parents and kills them. Denise, 46, James, 56, both shot in the head. Patterson taping Jamie's hands and ankles together, covering her mouth with tape, putting her in the trunk of his car, and when he gets her to his house, he makes her take off all her clothes. Jamie kept under his twin-size bed with weights on top of it, but she manages to escape after being held for 88 days. Patterson charged with 2 counts of first-degree homicide, kidnapping, and armed burglary. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump blasted FBI leaders over a report that the agency launched an investigation into the president to determine if he was a Russian asset after he fired FBI Director James Comey back in 2017. Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News he's shocked if this in fact did happen.
I've seen and heard, if this is true, what the FBI did is absolutely disgraceful. They've been investigating the Trump campaign from the summer of 2016. Absolutely nothing. Zero had come up involving President Trump. James Comey told that to the president. The reason President Trump fired Comey was Comey refused to say that publicly, that the president was out under investigation.
Congressman King continues.
For the FBI to use that firing, that legitimate firing, as an excuse to launch an investigation of the president of the United States as to whether or not he was a spy, that's almost like a coup within the government. I mean, that is absolutely disgraceful. To have no evidence at all and to be investigating the president of the United States is, to me, what this does, this is not an indictment of President Trump. This is an indictment of the FBI leadership, and it proves, I believe, what President Trump has been saying all along about the bias at the top of the FBI that was against him, whether it was Comey, McCabe, Stroke, Page, all of them, Baker. Fact is, they were against President Trump, and they were abusing police powers of the government to go after the duly elected president. Absolutely disgraceful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.